welcome back. And if you've just seen the last match, you have to know right now that the MSS, Matt McClain and Malik Johnson, are furious. But there is somebody else in the back right now who is demanding some airtime, and that is the other piece of the MSS, the Mid-South Syndicate. It's Rick Righteous, our Messiah. While we set up the ring for our Macho Tax of Fun contest, let's go to the back. And I gotta say this before we go there. Rick Righteous is an arrogant son of a bitch who does not like losing. Rick Righteous is a brash asshole who doesn't like to be told what to do. The MSS just lost right now. What do you think Rick Righteous is gonna say to Malik Johnson? We'll see you in a few.
Malik, I'm gonna say this one time and one time only. I will not allow you to do this to Matt, and I don't care what your background with Matt is, and I damn sure won't allow you to do it with me, the Messiah Rick Righteous. This is the here, this is the now. Whatever success you and Matt had before has nothing to do with the greatest and biggest wrestling promotion on the planet Earth today. I will not allow you to bring the stable down. You better bring your A game each and every week, because losses are not tolerated. There'll be no more talking. The next time you screw up, you'll have to answer to me and know it's coming.
Oh my God, did he just threaten Malik Johnson? As you can now hear with the music coming on, the lights have gone out and the Ovaltron has lit up with various video highlights of Rick Righteous winning various titles. We all know Rick is very accomplished, but my God, this could take all day just to watch how many titles he's actually won. With the smoke fully engulfing our entranceway through the haze, there he stands. It's the Messiah of professional wrestling. There he is. It's Rick Righteous. Righteous comes down the aisle wearing his trademark sequin black robe, and as the pyrotechnics now explode up and down the rampway, accompanying him to the ring, Righteous appears to be doing everything in his power to rid WWA of the slackers and low-talent bums, in his opinion, from our squared circle. In my opinion, Rick Righteous is absolutely obsessed with the world title and will do anything and go through anyone to regain that championship belt.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to request that you all...
Shut the hell up for a second. The Messiah has entered the building. Los Angeles, California, the Messiah, Rick Righteous, has finally come back home.
Well, so much for Michael Stumper's introductions, because it appears that Rick Righteous is now setting the stage for this next bout, and here comes the star of the show. And speaking of not disappointing people, accompanied by that dark black smoke and emerging from what I call the pits of hell, it's Sam Goddamn Mattis, our Triple Extreme Champion, who's now standing atop the entranceway wearing a plain black t-shirt and black baggy pants, and look at those blood-stained combat boots. Sam Mattis is ready for Rick Righteous, and if Righteous isn't prepared to do battle with one of the most extreme beings on the face of the planet, Rick Righteous could be staring right down the barrel of a loss.
From the extreme underbelly of the South, he's accompanied to the ring by the original anti-diva, Miss Suck. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your WWA Triple Extreme Champion. He is evil. He is Sam Goddamn Mattis.
as Sam Mattis climbs into the ring and holds both Sledge and the Triple Extreme title into the air. There are the red power flames once again shooting from each of the turnbuckles. And well, you know what? Righteous had his time in the sun, and I guess Mattis wants his. Sam Mattis is now motioning for the microphone, folks. So let's turn the show over to our Triple Extreme champion.
You know, at the last show, I was slain to face Orr Lambert, but I was thrown a curveball by the staff here in the WWA. But, as you all know, it was nothing I was not able to overcome. The members of staff sent in a blast from the past, a man I am very familiar with, in Kodiak. We had one hell of a battle. We went through all kinds of pain, and we went through every kind of hell. But in the end, it was the most brutal triple six powerbomb that ended the match, leaving me victorious and still the reigning Triple Extreme Champion. The man who thinks no one can touch him. The man with the apparent force field that he thinks no one can get through. Well, I guess he found out differently at the last show when Lee Real whipped his bitch ass from pillar to post. And that, my friends, that is exactly what I am going to do tonight. I'm going to make sure Rick never forgets the name. Say, goddamn, Natus. And now, the time for talking has come to an end. Let's do this goddamn thing.
As Sam Mattis turns to the crowd who continue their chants of BACW, the referee calls for the bell. Ooh! It's Righteous with the surprise dropkick from behind that sends the champion through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. Mattis staggers to his feet, and here comes Righteous through the ropes. Oh my god! Shoulder tackle through the nylon and slamming into the protective railing. Did you see Sam Mattis's head snap back and recoil? Righteous now gathers the champion from his back and slamming his head onto the apron. It's the challenger who is in complete control. Mattis shakes his head no, and Righteous drives his head into the steel stairs with a vicious thud. The challenger snaps a steel chair closed. Oh! Pounding it over the back of Sam goddamn Mattis. Look at the champion growl from the impact. Fans, is it just me or is Rick Righteous using both the hardcore and technical aspects of wrestling in an attempt to throw a monkey wrench into the gears of the Extreme Champion? Righteous now with another thunderous chair shot to the back. Cripple Sam Mattis down to one knee and driving him back onto the steel stairs. It's Righteous who appears to be in a class all by himself. Fans, I know Sam Mattis loves this title, but if Rick Righteous continues at this pace, Sam can just kiss that championship goodbye. The challenger is now setting up a table next to a ring apron and moving Sam onto the surface of Extreme. Why is Rick Righteous getting up on the table too? Hey, Rick, oh my god, folks, this is not your normal table that Rick Righteous just pulled out from under the ring apron. The table actually looks really strong. I mean, the supports underneath this table look pretty solid. Hey, Rick, I think you took the wrong table. Righteous isn't listening, and as the fans get to their feet, they don't believe it. The challenger is jamming the champion's head between his thighs, cranking Mattis up into the heavens of Extreme. Feet first up to the ceiling. Rick Righteous is telling them to take their pictures of the Extreme Champion now, because it's the last time they're ever gonna see Sam goddamn Mattis wrestle again here at WWE.
Oh my god!
Hanging pile driver through the table, and I don't believe that that solid wood just cracked in two. The support beams just bent in half, and holding his neck is the champion, who, my god, I think needs some serious medical attention. Fan Sam Mattis, I think, might have broken his neck. Talk about a horse race gone wrong. My god, this is just like Babolo. As Righteous rolls to the side and gets to his feet with a sick, sadistic smile on his face, Rick Righteous, I don't believe, has just pile-driven Sam Mattis through that thick table. Uh-oh, what's Righteous Elijah is doing now. Folks, he's throwing all the tacks, all the bags that contain these tacks that he's finding around the ringside area back into the ring. And uh-oh, good Lord Almighty, Rick Blaine just is emptying all those bags onto the logo. 10,000 tacks all in one spot? My God, folks, if you have a weak heart, please turn your head, because what's most likely going to happen right now is the brutal slaying of Sam goddamn Natas. Natas has now staggered to his feet, and this match might be over before these two guys even get around to pinning one another. Righteous is now motioning for Sam Natas to get back into the ring without an attack by Rick Righteous, and you knew it was going to happen, folks. Here come the mind games that Rick Righteous is known for throughout the world. Rick Righteous is awesome when it comes to the psychological warfare inside the squared circle. As Sam Natas cautiously circles the ring, I have to say something. Once I got a thumbtack stuck in my finger, and I cried for almost 24 hours looking at this match. From my viewpoint, could you imagine rolling in 10,000 tacks? The concept is simply mind-boggling to me. Pacing the ring, Natas has apparently found a missing bag of tack. Why is he open? Oh my God! Natas just jammed his head right into the bag of tacks and pulling back his face. Look at the eyes of Rick Righteous. It looks like he's just seen a ghost. Did Righteous just turn white? Sam Natas has just jammed about 10 of those thumbtacks right into his forehead. Sam is getting back into the ring and he's locking up over the tacks with the challenger. And here comes a push and pull collar tie as both men try to gain the advantage. Natas quickly shuffles into a side headlock, but it's Righteous who tosses him into the ropes, and here comes a champion on the rebound. Shoulder block by both men yields no return, and Natas tries again. Righteous doesn't budge, and this time Natas tells Righteous to see if he can do it. Righteous takes a two-step back off the nylon, and here he comes powering into Sam Natas, but Natas ducks the wild clothesline. The champion unleashes a short arm and down flat on his back and onto the self-created pile of tacks. Look at the horror that just filled the eyes of Rick Righteous. Righteous is down on the tacks and in pain, scrambling up to his feet. Natas misses with the follow-up clothesline from hell. Righteous with the go behind, and oh my God, it's a roll-up on the tacks. Natas blocks it, holding the ropes, and oh my God, did you see Rick Righteous once again flop right back onto 10,000 tacks? Righteous is now in serious trouble, and folks, as the pain shoots through his body from the tiny little pricks that have to be thriving through his system, you know Rick Righteous isn't gonna give up. Staggering to his feet with blood leaking from God only knows how many holes, Natas charges looking to end it all. Oh my God! The challenger just countered with a drop toe, and face first into the tacks goes the champion, and good God almighty, somebody needs to stop this match before someone gets hurt. Righteous rotates Sam Natas to his feet, and up and down! Scoop slam puts Natas right back where he started, but Sam Natas is getting up, and I don't believe it. Does he even feel all those tacks in the back of his head and shoulders, and God only, oh, they're in his legs too! The challenger closes in looking for a move, but it's Natas who counters with a hard right, and every move in this match, no matter how basic, has to be magnified 1,000 times because of these tacks. And let me remind everybody here in attendance that these guys haven't even attempted to use the barbed wire boards. I think I spoke too soon, because here goes Rick Righteous into the corner with an Irish whip, and look out, there's a barbed wire board standing up in the corner. No, Righteous puts on the brake inches from the barbed wire board, and it's Sam who charges in to finish what he started. Righteous spins into a discus punch that lands squarely on the jaw of the champion, and good Lord, oh! Back onto the tacks goes the champion, and here comes the challenger closing in like a heat-seeking missile. Body slam for a second time, just drove about 50 more tacks into the already bloody back of Sam goddamn Natas, and would you look at these wrestlers' boots? They've got to be covered with at least 100 of these tacks. Now looking down at an injured Sam Natas, it's Righteous who presses the boot into the head of Rick Righteous and jamming more tacks into his opponent's head. Stomp to the body and kick to the leg, and folks, this isn't looking good for the champion, who's now in a whole host of trouble. Oh, Righteous just picked up a tack and jammed it into the forehead of Sam Natas, and come on, Rick, don't do it again. Oh, would you look at that close-up that we're getting? This isn't wrestling, it's mutilation. Folks, I'm going on record saying that at this pace, with this many tacks inside the ring and stuck in the wrestlers right now, that it just can't simply match much longer than 10 or 15 more minutes. Awesome headbutt drives another tack into the head of Rick Righteous, and would you look at the blood that's now raining down the chest of Sam goddamn Natas. This is completely nuts. What? No, sucker, I'm not talking to you. No, I'm not calling you. Just stay away from me. Oh, my God. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Forget about Miss Suck, because down the aisle and up to the ringside area, here comes Matt McClain and Malik Johnson, and they're taking the timekeeper's hammer away from him. McClain slides it under the bottom ropes and inside the ring. Righteous has just taken hold of the hammer, and good Lord almighty, he's hammering Tex into the forehead of Sam goddamn Nettis. Nettis cries out in pain, and Righteous does it again. Holy pincushions, Batman. Look at the blood rain down the face of the champion. This is unbelievable. Rotating Nettis to his feet. Righteous bends rules with the kick to the dick and taking hold of the champion's head. It's a brutal snapmare back onto the tax. Righteous makes a cautious cover. One, two, no, kick out on the tax by Sam Nettis. And would you look at his back? My God, it's simply covered in extreme. The challenger continues to press the champion with an Irish whip into the ropes and coming off the nylon hard on the rebound. Up and over the back body drop. Oh, but Nettis counters. Sunset flip on the tax. Righteous is in trouble. One, two, scissor kick by Righteous. Breaks the count. And folks, can you believe that Sam Nettis just attempted a sunset flip on what appears to be probably about 7,000 tax left in the center of the ring? If I didn't say so already, I'm going to say it right now. There is no one in WWE that can match Sam goddamn Nettis when it comes to this unbelievable threshold of pain that he carries deep within his soul. It's Nettis with the hard stomp to the head of the challenger and lifting up the tack riddle Rick Righteous's boot high into the air. Oh, that stomp just drove Rick Righteous's head back onto the tacks. And fans, I'm honestly surprised that Rick Righteous has put up such a battle, because if you look at the resume of both men, the advantage in a match like this has to go to the champion. Call me crazy, but if I was forced to use a boxing scorecard right now, I would have to say that Rick Righteous is slightly ahead and in position to win. Nettis pulls the challenger off the canvas and tossing Righteous into the ropes. Here comes the Messiah on the rebound, and damn! Right into a dragon corkscrew leg whip, and right on the tacks, Sam Nettis just is converting that move into an Indian deathlock. Jesus Christ, stealing candy from a baby. Look at all the tacks inside the forehead of both men. I think I'm gonna be sick. As Sam Nettis continues to sink into the submission, I have to tell you people that although he hasn't dominated the contest, Sam Nettis is not afraid to get thumbtacks stuck in his body or his testicles. The champion breaks the hold, but Righteous is quick to rake the eyes of the champion. And my God, did he just do that with a handful of tacks? Hey, Rick, you'll poke his eye out. Collecting the day's champion. It's a scoop slam on the tacks by the challenger, and that leads to a quick press. One, two. No, the champion will not be denied. Shoulders off the canvas at 2.5, and this one's going to continue. Matt McClain has just slid in a steel chair, and you know what, Matt? These guys are sliced and diced up to pieces. You're not helping anything, Mr. McClain. Now it's McClain who's tossing in a pair of chairs. Oh, my God. You know what, folks? In my opinion, Matt McClain and Malik Johnson are here to steal the thunder of Rick Righteous. Righteous has now set up all four chairs in the ring, and he's placing a barbed wire board on top of them. And I don't think Sam goddamn Nettis, if he gets hit with what I think he's going to get hit with, will emerge from this match with the championship belt still around his waist. Back to both feet and rocking Sam from head to toe with a hard right to the jaw. Sam returns fire with a punch of his own. Nasty headbutt by the champion forces a challenger to reel back into the ropes. And with a hard chop, it's Sam Nettis who takes the advantage over Rick Righteous. He's putting Righteous up on the top turnbuckle, and oh my God, Nettis is getting into superplex position. He's looping the arm, and he's pulling up on the tights. Arching backwards towards a ball.
Oh my God!
Through the table go both men, and listen to the crowd explode. Would you take a look at these two warriors? They're sliced, they're diced, they're gashed and slashed. And fans, it couldn't possibly last any longer, could it? Nettis has the cover and the win. One, two, no, kick out by the challenger. And fans, believe it or not, this one's gonna continue. Nettis appears to be furious with the count, and look at that. He's kicking the broken pieces of barbed wire board under the bottom rope and out of the ring. Nettis turns back towards a very injured Rick Righteous. Oh, no! Head between the thighs and cranking Righteous up into a vertical position. It's a pile driver on the tax and fans. Say goodnight, Gracie. The fat lady is sung. One, two. Oh, my God. Rick Righteous just kicked out, and this one's going to continue. slowing the pace down of the match. It's Natus who goes into a tight chin lock, and this one's gonna continue despite all the blood that both of these men have shed in this hardcore battle. Struggling upright, it's Natus who puts on the brakes with the sleeper hold, but Righteous immediately replies with the reverse elbow to the midsection, pushing Natus into the ropes and shedding the side headlock. Here comes the Father Extreme off the nylon and back across the tacks. Righteous leans into a shoulder block and down onto the canvas goes Sam Natus, and I'm sorry, but how many tacks have to be stuck onto the back of Sam goddamn Natus before this nut job will consider quitting? Off the canvas comes Natus, and driving thigh into the midsection leads to another side headlock. And fans, I think Sam Natus is seriously hurt. Righteous cranks up Sam into the air and releasing at the apex of the hole. Oh my god, back body drop driver onto the tacks, and there's just no way. Wait a second, Rick isn't going for the cover. What's he doing? Is he setting up a yes, face front pile driver right onto the tacks, and Sam Natus is in trouble. One, two, you have to be kidding me. Natus kicked out, folks, and this one once again is gonna continue. Righteous is furious and don't do it again, Rick. Don't do it again. Split legged pile driver hits the mark, and Natus is covered from head to toe in his own blood. Into the ring comes more chairs, courtesy of Malik Johnson and Matt McClain, and the referee is really starting to get on the case now, as Malik Johnson has gotten up onto the apron to serve as a distraction. McClain now sneaks around the other side of the ring and sliding under the bottom ropes. Oh my god, he just blasted Natus over the head with the steel chair, and the referee saw it and he heard it. He's calling for the bell, and this one is over, believe it or not. This one is in the record books. Folks, Michael Stumper has refused to get into this ring, and I don't blame him, because Malik Johnson and Matt McClain are now beating the holy hell out of Sam Natus. Righteous is up and has placed another barbed wire two chairs together. And my god, is McClain telling Malik Johnson to get up onto the top turnbuckle? Oh my god, don't do it. Righteous and McClain are hoisting the battered and beating Sam Natus up onto their shoulders. What are they thinking? Malik is now motioning for them to hold Sam Natus still and leaping into the air. Fez press doomsday through the barbed wire board, and finally crashing down into the ring comes Sam Natus in a bloody and broken heap of his own flesh and blood. Finally into the ring comes the WWE security, and they're ordering this trio of terror out of the squared circle. Folks, Rick Righteous has been disqualified. Sam Natus is still the Triple Extreme Heavyweight Champion, but folks, inside the ring, Sam Natus is definitely the worst for the wear. They have beaten him up. They have sliced him. They have diced him. They have gashed him, and they have bashed him. But I guarantee when it comes to next month's Sunday Superstars that Sam Natus will be here and will be ready to defend that Triple Extreme Heavyweight Championship. That's it, folks. We're out of time. And so as we leave the Los Angeles Arena with Sam goddamn Natus knocked out cold in our ring, courtesy of that dastardly trio of Rick Righteous, Malik Johnson, and Matt McClain, hold on to your seats, because next month, our main event is going to feature for the WWA Heavyweight Championship, the Spectre going 1-on-1 against the Crippler, Matt McClain.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.